Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:46, 14 till 9, quickly to Clancy Dubose, WWL Louisiana political analyst. How you doing, Clancy?
I'm well, Tommy. I hope you are as well.
I am. Less than 3 weeks from the mayoral race, from the council races. Do we know anything new?
Well, we're actually days away from that race because early voting begins this Saturday, September 27th.
There you go.
So it is.
That's why we have you on, Clancy, because you know that stuff.
And, you know, if recent history tells us that early voting comprises anywhere from 20 to 30% of the total votes cast, and it tends to be the chronic voters, it tends to be, especially in Orleans Parish, slightly higher turnout proportionately among African-American voters. That's not a prediction. It's just what we've seen as a trend in the past, and it would not surprise me for that trend to continue. The big question in my mind and a lot of people's minds who follow politics locally is what kind of turnout will we see? You know, in the last mayoral election, when Mayor Cantrell was running for re-election, we had one of the lowest turnouts in the last 100 years. It was really disappointing. But I think people, as they say in politics, they were voting with their feet, as in staying away from the polls. And because of a lack of interest or a lack of enthusiasm for the choices, the mayor had basically token opposition. If you recall, qualifying back then, this was in 2021, was about a month after Hurricane Ida. And, you know, there was a measure of satisfaction with the mayor at qualifying time in August. But after Hurricane Ida, that's when her level of voter satisfaction or voter approval, as the pollsters call it, began to decline, and it has declined steadily ever since. And I said at the time, if qualifying had been, you know, 3 weeks or 4 weeks after Hurricane Ida, she probably would have drawn one or more major opponents. But, you know, it is what it is. Timing is a lot. Timing and money are keys to success in politics, and of course, a certain amount of luck. And in this case, she was, in that case, I should say, she was fortunate that qualifying was when it was. But that's all in the rearview mirror now. We're looking at a race where the incumbent is term limited. She cannot run. And you've got three major challengers out against each other, not challengers to the to LaToya Cantrell, but three major candidates who are well-funded and fairly well-known. And it's down to them, as well as about a dozen others who are on the ballot, but who have not had the resources to get their names out there.
Refresh my memory, if you would. What happened after Ida? What did the mayor do with Ida?
Well, the city just basically ground to a halt. It was people were trapped in their homes without air conditioning, without power for a while. That was not a reflection on the mayor, but it. But what really happened that got people upset was the lack of trash collection. You know, garbage sat on the street. That's when we really started having problems. That's when we went from 2 days a week to 1 day a week, or in some cases, no days a week for weeks on end. And we had traffic lights that were out for, you know, people expected some, you know, discomfort and some interruption. That's always the case. But There were traffic lights that stayed out for months and months on end, and you know, just things that the city stopped functioning and is there's been an increasing level of dysfunction since then.
Tell me about the likelihood that the leader, the front runner, wins outright, or will we have a runoff?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I don't like to make predictions, and I'm not going to do it now, but I don't mind talking about likelihoods. I would say if there were a morning line right now, Helena Moreno would be a favorite, but it really depends on turnout. The polls at this point, you know, they only suggest where people were, you know, a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. going back to 6 months ago. Now is what really matters. Woody Allen famously said that showing up is 90% of life. Well, in politics, showing up is 100% of it, because if you don't show up and vote, it doesn't matter what you think or who you support. It only matters that you show up and vote. So up until now, it's all been driven by the candidates and their consultants starting this week. I think most people are sort of turning off to the messages. They've either made up their minds or they haven't. And people now should be thinking about, what am I doing Saturday? Can I go out and vote? Do I have time to vote? Or next week? Because early voting starts this Saturday, the 27th. There's no early voting on Sunday, the 28th. But then early voting then continues all of next week, Monday through Friday, and through next Saturday, which is October 4th. And that's the way it typically runs in Louisiana. Early voting starts 2 weeks before the election, which in this case is a Saturday, this coming Saturday, September 27th. And it ends at 6 o'clock 1 week before the election. And again, I would like to see a healthy turnout, and I would love for it to be a substantial part of the votes cast, because that shows high voter interest. My expectation, this is not a prediction, that is that turnout overall between early voting and election day voting, and of course there's some mail balloting as well for people who are senior citizens like me, although I tend to I vote in person, but I'm eligible. Mm-hmm. Anybody over 65 is eligible under Louisiana law to get a mail ballot, but you have to ask for it and sign up for it. But I think the voter turnout on election day, it would not surprise me if it was somewhere around 40%, which would be healthy, kind of what it's been. 45 would be much better, and I would love to see it top 50%. That would be one of the highest percentage turnouts we've had in the last 20 years.
Which is in of itself sad. Real quick, I want to ask you about early voting and changing the nature of campaigning. Has it changed it where you don't save any powder till right before the election and you fire your cannon before early voting starts? Have you got anything?
Absolutely. It definitely has done that. We tend to see attacks come out. In the old days, before early voting, people would generally be positive about themselves, go negative, maybe 3 to 4 weeks, and then finish positive in the last week to 10 days. Now, all bets are off. It's kind of, if you're going to attack, you just attack up until the last minute and try to get voters focused on turning out. But I think right now, the attacks that might stick, and I don't know if how many of them have stuck, but attacks that are going to stick should have come out by now. And if a candidate hasn't, if a candidate's waiting until now to mount an attack, I think voters are focusing now on whether they're going to vote early or vote on election day, because I think voters at this point, you look at what this is one thing that the polls do show us, the three front runners are about as well known as you can get, or as well known as they are going to get. And that's all the information that voters need or want to decide. So I think what candidates are doing or should be doing this week is reminding people to vote, identifying who their voters are. And there's research tools that allow them to do that, to identify their voters and get the word out to them to make sure you vote, because it's all about turnout from this point on.
Do they give rides as early voting or not?
I'm sorry?
Do candidates arrange for rides for early voting or not?
I think they can. You know, you have to be careful because there are laws about, you know, doing things like that. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I'm not as familiar with them as I used to be. So I don't want to. But I think it is allowed. You know,
you got to get the vote out is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I don't know if candidates provide it or if, say, sometimes like churches and nonprofits can do that to assist elderly voters and voters without transportation. Yeah, there are ways that you can legally help voters get to the polls. I'll say
Thank you, Clancy. Appreciate it. Appreciate your time as always. Clancy Dubose, WWL Louisiana Political Analyst, 855, Quick Leader Traffic, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.